it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest wicked man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking?
Meanwhile, back.
Well, music lovers, we're back. This is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. Il Bruch and Miss Sally are here. Say,
hey.
Say hi,
well,
folks.
Well, conversation lovers.
Let's get your mic levels up a little.
Testing. Hey, hey.
Hey, much better. Okay, what was that we heard? Link Ray and the Fuzz. The Gentry's and Wild. The Ventures, Exploration and Terror. Rex Garvin's Strange Happenings. We open up with the Chords and Ghost Power.
How about it?
And what do we have for you today?
It's not Halloween again, is it?
Not yet. It's almost Easter, though.
Yeah, I came dressed as Dave Newgarden.
Yeah. Let's see. We have Straight Out of the Hills, Hillbilly Hangover. Set of speech impediment rock and roll.
Nothing quite like making fun of the handicapped, is there?
It really isn't.
That is the ultimate source of all comedy.
Yeah. We have a Vom set. We have Blues Hangover, which is this week is a tribute to the late Magic Sam. It was his birthday Thursday, but he's dead, so I guess it's not really his birthday. It's Valentine's Day instead.
Couldn't manage to blow out the candles.
It's worth death.
St. Valentine's / Magic Sam Day. A vibe report at 4:30. We have tickets for the world famous Blue Jays once again. Help. Okay, how many fingers am I holding up? 6, 7, 8, 7, 7, 4, 3. And we got.
They're playing with Go to Blazes at the Spiral tonight. So
yeah,
should be a good show.
And we do have tickets to give away for that.
Uh huh. There's a
and
shocker.
And we got piles of rock and roll 45s, the kind they don't make anymore.
Uh huh.
And a little bit of news for morons.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna kick right into it right now with Riff Ruffin, or is that Roof Ruffin?
We'll work it out.
Now dig this.
Thank you.
listen to the sounds of hell. Opened the door, but scooped the bill. My poor little wing jumped right in. She looked at me with a devil's grin. Said, you go back in that V8 Mac. I'm riding home in my Cadillac. Maybelline, what's the matter with you? Maybelline, what's the matter with you? You ain't treating me like the way you used to do. I opened my mouth to tell her more. She jumped in the caddy and slammed the door. The fish tail zoomed on down the hill. Leaving my popo standing still. My Cadillac moved right out of sight. I couldn't even see her red. Still like Maybelline, what's the matter with you? Maybelline, what's wrong with you? You ain't treating me like the way you used to do. Motor got hot, tires got hot, giving my V8 all it got. Chase Maybelline all over town. The caddy just wore my old boy down. I never did catch that coupe to build. Maybelline is rolling still. Maybelline, what's wrong with you? Maybelline, what's the matter with you? You ain't treating me like the way you used to do. Maybelline, get out of that car.
Well, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Well, I got a gal who is so sweet. A real pretty face and a bobbing her feet down. Not too young, not too old. When she's hot, she's hot. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Red hot mama likes to rock and roll. Well, now when I take her home to the floor, she just turns towards the bar toward the door. Open the door and she pulls me outside. Grab me and kisses with a lip so wide. Look what I got, red hot mama. Look what I got, red hot mama. Red hot mama likes to rock and roll. Hey, boy, whoa, now look what I got, red hot mama. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Red hot mama likes to rock and roll. Telephone rings, she says, listen here, boy, let me tell you something. We've been going together long enough. We don't get mad, it's gonna get rough now. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Red hot mama who likes to rock and roll.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Bobolina, Bobolina, yeah, she's my gal. Ooh, Bobolina, Bobolina, yeah, she's my gal. Yeah, she's my gal, and I love her so. Ooh, doobie-doobie-lina, bold gal. Got my patent leather shoes on my hound dog's feet. Me and Bobolina on a rock to the beat.
does a bop like a pogo stick.
Bobolina, Bobolina, yes, she's my girl. Woo, Bobolina, Bobolina, yes, she's my girl. Yes, she's my girl, and I love her so. Scooby-dooby-dee, the bald gal, no, yeah.
With the camel walk.
Bobolina, Bobolina, yes, she's my girl. Woo, Bobolina, Bobolina, yes, she's my girl. Yes, she's my girl, and I love her so. Boop, dooby, dooby, little go, gal, go. Boop, dooby, dooby, little go, gal, go. Boop, dooby, dooby, little go, gal, go. Boop, dooby, dooby, little go, gal, go.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. That was the Shadows and Bopolina. Counting backwards.
That was Hank B. Marvin on the lead vocal.
Different Shadows.
Oh.
They were kind of like the Shadows of the Shadows. You get my drift? Yep. Wayne Williams and the Sure Shots, Red Hot Mama. Big John Greer with Mickey Guitar Baker. There, Comeback Maybelline. Eddie Smalling and his Three Aces and Genie. We opened up with Riff Ruffin and Whoop, Whoop and Holler.
We took a meeting and we decided it was Riff Ruffin.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd like to thank Ken Friedman for the new Echo Reel. Thank you. And what is going on?
Thanks, Ken.
See, some announcements. Irma Thomas tonight at the Lone Star. Definitely worth seeing.
Yeah. If you haven't before, she's cool.
Yeah, the NRBQ, Lone Star tomorrow night. Larry Dale and Roscoe Gordon at the Triplex Theater, 199 Chamber Street. It's part of one of these colleges, Manhattan College or something like that in Manhattan. Let's see, the world-famous Blue Jays, Mumbo Gumbo, and Go to Blazes at Spiral, 224 East Houston Street, tonight.
A small and over-amplified club.
Wednesday, there's a tribute to the ailing and soon-to-be-dead Doc Pomus at the Lone Star. That's definitely worth going to because Doc knows more cool people than anybody alive.
Who do you think's going to be playing there? I don't have anything listed.
Probably Dr. John. You know, who's ever around will be there who's worth seeing because he knows everybody, you know. I mean, personal friend of Mickey Baker's.
Yeah, but Mickey's probably in Switzerland.
No, he comes in and out of New York a lot to deal with his publishing.
Is that right?
He's involved in some lawsuit with whoever nabbed the publishing on Love is Strange for, you know, was in that movie. What was that stupid movie
Badlands?
About this? No, one of those ones. Dirty Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It was in Badlands, too.
Oh, right, it was in Badlands.
It's a really great scene.
And,
digressing already.
And here now, the news. Who wants to lead off?
NYPD bears kinky cop caper. Oh, boy.
Some people have a way with words.
No kidding. This guy, I think we... It may be too early, but this is our caveman in a spaceship for this week. A naked city cop running through the snow with a woman he kidnapped draped over his shoulder was struck by a car and arrested near an upstate ski resort, officials have revealed. Wait, there's more. The woman, who was clothed and did not know the cop, suffered a broken kneecap in the bizarre incident last month at Hunter Mountain. The cop, Officer Peter Panriello, one of your sound, was uninjured. He was charged with assault and later suspended by the NYPD. City police said that the officer was not drunk, thank God, but they offered no reason for the strange January 12th accident. The woman, Diane Melilla, said the cop carried her 50 feet into busy weekend traffic. Quote, I was walking with a friend to dinner, and this man I did not know ran over to us, she told the Post. But he couldn't get a grip on my friend. He went for me and threw me over his shoulder. He ran into traffic, and we were hit. He's got a court date in Greene County next week, and he's staying with other officers from the Coney Island Avenue Station House.
Maybe one of those strange scavenger hunt requirements, you think?
Possible. You know, maybe
no, like
some
toilet paper and a safety pin and a woman.
Wait, Peter, there's more. You got to be naked.
Yeah, right. Oh, better police for a better police state.
No kidding. Do you think he's friends with the one that tied up the prostitute?
Oh, man. Yes, oh, or the five that beat the guy to death in the Bronx, and they said, well, he was beating his head against the sidewalk. Actually, he must have died that way.
Yeah, he beat himself to death.
Yeah.
He was on his way to try and drink gasoline.
Well, you know, speaking of this Persian Gulf War.
Were we?
Well, we
you mean
will,
the ongoing unpleasant.
We're going to be. Hey, if Saddam Hussein pulls out, is it coitus interruptus?
Cute.
Will it get Bush mad? Boy, have times changed. Cause celeb. A star-spangled gathering of celebrities sing along in a Burbank studio to Voices That Care. A tribute to the U.S. troops in the Gulf. Here's some of the people that you might want to consider boycotting their careers or stalking and murdering are Richard Gere, James Wood, Paul Williams, Michelle Pfeiffer, Kevin Costner, Stephen Stills, Meryl Streep, Oral Hershiser, Dudley Moore, Julie Brown, Kenny G., Henry Winkler.
Very few of those people are capable of knowing better.
Harry Hamlin.
Let's face it.
Yeah, but I think their careers should suffer for this. Well, Stephen Stills, boy, he's keeping with the times. Big fat pig.
Well,
look at him.
It's that weird, that nebulous thing that they've invented for this war that, like, you know.
Him and David Crosby
are
sumo wrestlers.
Although the argument is for the troops. It's like, I don't know. It's all.
Well.
It's distasteful to me.
Stupid.
Has the running game started yet? Are we still in the passing game?
No, the Russians have asked us to hold back on the running game. But the cool thing is, well, actually, this isn't very cool, but it'll make for some nice news footage. Saddam Hussein is obviously waiting a couple of weeks. He wants to hold the running game back as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So when the running, because if the running game starts, you know, the first week in March is generally when the sandstorms kick up.
Yeah.
It's brutal, vicious sandstorms. So just think about in 20 years from now when they recreate that in Hollywood, how much fun we'll have.
Mm.
You know, watching an ailing Francis Ford Coppola trying to drag a camera crew to the desert to film his version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Apocalypse now and again.
The good war.
Anyway, I think it's time for Blues Hangover.
Definitely.
And our theme today is, well, Magic Sam croaked in 1969. He was only 32 years old, and he was actually one of the coolest of those, that era of bluesmen, because he rocked and he played great guitar and he didn't use a pick and he had a really good hairdo, good songs. He would only be 54 as of Thursday had he lived. Big butt, though. Anyway, we're going to hear some from Magic Sam. That's a big butt, had he lived. He's dead. Anyway, taking it back to the Cobra label, 1959, I think.
You have Stairmasters back then.
Baby, I don't care what to do. 21 days of torture, 21 nights of fear, 21 days in jail that nobody seemed to care. Thank you.
as I fear. 21 days in jail, and nobody seemed to care. Nobody seemed to care. Nobody seemed to care.
Love, oh, give me love. That's brand new car. I can come, baby, yes I can now, wherever you are. Just give me love. Oh, give me love. That's all I need. I've got the money, if you've got the time, you can have it all, baby, yes you can now, if you would be mine, just to give me love. Time. But don't cry, baby, no, no, when I have mine, just give me love, oh, give me love, that's all I need.
States.
Well, there you go. Magic Sam, happy birthday, wherever you be.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Magic. Was that last instrumental from the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. Backstroke, recorded right before his death in Silvio's in Chicago. That's All I Need. I just got to know from the Alex Club 1963, and we opened up with 21 Days in Jail from his stint on Cobra Records. Our own Mr. C did a nice piece in The Voice about a year ago on Magic Sam.
Mm-hmm.
One for the microfilm, if you ever get killing time in the library.
He definitely is one of those guys that if he were playing now, like, you know, contemporary blues aficionados would laugh him off the stage.
Well, he sort of had all the makings of a star. He just died way too young.
Mm.
His ship was on the horizon, for sure. Anyway, that's our trivia question. If you want two tickets, the first pair of tickets for the world-famous Blue Jays...
What's the other question better?
Where do we get off the air? Call 678-7743, area code 201. If you want to go see the Blue Jays at the Spiral Club, tell me Magic Sam's last name.
The Spiral.
But let's get on with the show. The shoe. Let's see. Sally's got a news story, right?
Yeah, I got the bear story.
From the bear desk.
It's from Keith.
The other spelling of bear from the last story.
Maybe, maybe not. Well, this is from Keithville, Louisiana. A crowd of people spent most of the night trying to rescue what appeared to be a black bear caught 50 to 60 feet up a pine tree so they could move it to a wildlife area. Sheriff's deputies, game wardens, and wildlife biologists were in the crowd that gathered for nearly 8 hours on Norman Gordon's farm in Louisiana. A veterinarian fired tranquilizer darts at the critter in an effort to get it down.
Kind of
deputies and wildlife agents strung a net to catch the bear when the drugs took hold and it fell from the treetop. Then they planned to release it into the wild. Quote, I don't want to exaggerate, but it seemed to me that at any given time we had as many as 40 or 50 people, said Gordon, a Shreveport lawyer. People really wanted to help and protect that bear and get him where he was supposed to be. Well, it wasn't until they chopped the tree down early Thursday that they discovered they were rescuing a dart-riddled garbage bag.
Oh.
Well, they did take the garbage bag and return it to a landfill.
I should hope so.
Where it could roam free.
40 or 50 nearsighted folks, I guess.
It does
I mean, that's this cause you can get behind.
Warm the cockles of your brain.
Yeah. Oh, we have a public service announcement, and this is kind of timely because there's been some tragedies in this situation this week. Using space heaters may save you money, but the careless use of space heaters can lead to devastating house fires and severe burn injury and death. If you have a space heater, learn and follow the safety instructions provided by the manufacturer. Make sure you have working smoke detectors in your house. This is a mess. This safety message is brought to you by the 45,000 members of the New Jersey State Exempt Firemen's Association.
They'll come and get you if you screw around with them.
Yeah, all 45,000 of them delivered this message to me personally, and they are standing out front waving. Anyway,
WFMU.
No matter how cold it is, don't light a kerosene heater in your house.
But these people don't have heat in their apartments. But this landlord should be
burn your landlord out back. And huddle around the fireplace.
That's a good solution.
You can do what I used to do on 10th Street. Walk around in your house with like a hat on and coat and everything.
Two pairs of socks. Mm-hmm. Okay,
stay in the bathtub. That is if you have hot water.
Yeah. This is WFMU East Orange. We're going to get to some more music.
There's no question about that.
Okay, two tickets to see the world-famous Blue Jays. Actually, you'll be on the guest list plus one. It's at Spiral, which is on Houston Street between Avenues A and B in Manhattan.
Very convenient to the original Blues Pit.
The question is, what is Magic Sam's last name? Okay, let's go back to some more music.
We got a call up to say, oh, Sam?
Harold Barrage.
Love you, baby, when I see you out. Crazy about you, baby, cause you knock me out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Crazy about you, baby, every time you leave me mine. Give me fever when you hold me tight. You know I'm really gonna love you right. Love me makes me wanna shout. Crazy about you, baby, cause you knocked me out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You send me pretty, baby, every time you leave me mine. I want your loving and your kissing too. You know I'm falling in love with you. My love for you, I just can't hide.
We have a wiener, we have a wiener.
Jump and shout. Crazy about you, baby, cause you knocked me out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You send me pretty, baby, every time you leave me mine. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy about you, baby.
I told you to relax here, didn't I? What did you expect to find here tonight? Father Vine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big-time pimps. They ain't working no well. Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book. That's pimping.
Well, it's Saturday night and I'm feeling fine. Coming around, we're gonna try to party.
I'm not going to point you out. You know who you are. Sitting up there trying to look better now. There's some ugly kids here in New York. Why? Because they have ugly parents here in New York. The ugly kids come from ugly parents. If you think I'm lying, follow an ugly kid home and see don't somebody ugly open the door for him.
Here goes that same sad story again. Boy, you know that I know you're telling an unnecessary story. Why don't you be quiet? Hush. Be quiet. Don't say another word.
My darling, I need your love to call my own and never do wrong. And to be with you when day is through and to share with you a love so true. Please say you love me, girl. Why don't you like me, little darling? Please say you love me, little darling.
You all know why he's crying, don't you? It's been 8 long years, and here he is trying to hop a pin and get another hit record. Uh-oh, here it comes again. I better leave here before I lose my job and everything else. I see you.
My dear. It's because I like to watch the funnies on TV and slap a love story, so darling. Not because I like that funny tooth. It's too much for darling, but the guy ends up with no teeth. That's a very funny commercial, oh, darling. Why don't you like that commercial, darling? Why, darling?
That's me, my lover.
The turn race the other day, little darling. That was a good turn race, darling.
Oh, darling, I could tune that you don't like me no more, darling.
Another hair, girl. This story and song has been sung and recorded so many times before, I don't believe you've got the message yet. Even when it's like this. You see, I need you. You know, like the want is the need and need is the want, stuff like that. Yeah. To call my own and try my best not to do you wrong. To hold in mind your big unwashed, wash your hands. In other words, you have got to fight. And I know right now that I better love again. Or I'll knock you right in your big, wide, slag-filled mouth. Do you hear what I say, woman?
It's a shame, 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 little darling, that you don't want to jump rope with me and play with my aunt.
Hey, I like you nice. Stay.
Huh?
Shut up.
Oh, wherever you are.
A boogity, a boogity, a boogity. One of these days, you're going to look for me, and I'm going to be long gone.
I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? Be breezy enough.
every song that I sing into your head. I call it one meatball.
Say, Paul, where you going? I saw you going down the street the other night. I wasn't going away. I didn't know where I was going. You know, I should have liked to lash on some of that good boogie woogie tonight. You mean some of that fat boogie? That's what I mean. Well, that's what I mean. Well, if you want to hear some feeling out of place, it's just do me and I had a knack out face. The front man's got it on 8 feet back. Now, you remember me, dog, and don't give me that slack. Man, it's better than chicken fried bacon grease. Come on with me, boys, just down the road a piece. If I walk on down the road a piece. Keep going, man, I'm right behind you.
This is the Hound, WFMU East Orange, with Amos Milburn playing his fat sissy heart out there down the road a piece. What is with these piano guys? Little Richard Charles
weird.
Brown.
This fat
you know,
sissy heart out.
They had a, their moms made him play take piano lessons for a reason because the other kids were beaten up on him probably.
Yeah, because it was the only thing they could think of. Put them to any use after they dressed them up in there.
Really, if you line up pictures of those three guys, you see a lot of makeup. Counting backwards, the Jesters, Cadillac Man, the Zodiacs, Another Little Darling, Benny Joy, Crash the Party, and we opened up with Harold Barrage, She Knocks Me Out. Back to the Cobra label, where we last left you.
The musical etymology.
Anyway, what's happening in the news there, kids?
Well, Dateline Toledo, Ohio, Sportsman's Paradise, a man named Valentine, distraught over his divorce, shot himself in the head with an arrow on Valentine's Day.
Ah, not easy
either.
Wow, I wonder if our Valentine can match that.
Jeffrey Valentine, 32, of Toledo, killed himself after chasing his ex-wife around her house with a knife, officials said. Showed up at the woman's house about 3 a.m., said police Sergeant Walt Biglia. She let him in, and Valentine began running after her, brandishing the knife. The woman's boyfriend, who was in the house, managed to get Valentine out and called police. Before officers arrived, Valentine took a crossbow from his car and shot himself in the head.
Long arms, wasn't
a compound bow. Well, you can use your toe, I guess, like a shotgun. Valentine, who was still conscious when police arrived, told them that he shot himself because of the divorce. And then he crossed the river and rested by the trees.
He was still alive with an arrow through his head. He must look like a Steve Martin joke.
Yeah, well. Love sucks. What can
How about
you say?
This one? 41 die in Mexican church stampede.
Yeah, this is in
hate
the,
when
the
that
death takes a religious holiday death.
Mexico City. At least 41 Ash Wednesday worshippers died when crowds tried to cram into a church famed for a religious icon believed to have miracle working powers.
Well, I would like to squash the rumor right now that Den was the one who spread the rumor that they were running out of ashes.
About 25 people. Let's see, were those
Did anybody see Den
mesquite ashes, or were they?
The Vatican's emissary to the East Village?
Did anybody run into Den or Alice? Did they have ashes on their forehead Wednesday?
I don't know.
Mesquite ashes, direct from the Miracle
Yeah, that's
Grill.
Where New York City is. About 25 people were injured in the crush at the sanctuary of Our Lord of Chalma, about 40 miles south of Mexico City.
Our Lord of Quit Shoving.
Some people were trampled and others suffocated, so I guess that was the miracle. I don't know.
See a bit about the ambulances?
Right in the atrium. Yes. At least 3,500 worshippers were at the Mass, and authorities had trouble finding enough ambulances to carry the injured to hospitals.
I hate it when that happens. Mm. They had sort of a bucket brigade with human body parts.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, you know, very little ever good comes out of religion as far as I can see.
Well.
Well.
Sassafras ashes?
Cajun ashes.
Yeah.
They just cayenne pepper all over them.
Lemon.
Did you guys have a nice fat Tuesday?
I was sick. I had a cold.
I was
Mine
in one,
wasn't as fat.
One of those splendid, like, I'm having a rotten time, what the hell am I doing out of my house moods, which I corrected by going home.
Yeah, I was nursing to Miss Sally.
Yeah, he was.
Anyway, let's go through the pronouncements
nice
one,
muffins, by the
one
way.
More time. Yes, everybody likes Sally's muffins.
Yeah, it's one of those crowds where I'd stand to get slapped and punched.
Bananas in them.
The NRBQ are at the Club Binet in Sayreville tonight, and at the and at the Lone Star Roadhouse on 52nd Street tomorrow night.
Good place to find Eddie G.
Yes, world famous Blue
one
Jays.
One of those Eddie G's.
Mumbo Gumbo, and go to Blazes at the Spiral. Pine Top Perkins at the Abilene Cafe.
The Spiral
tonight. There's a tribute to Doc Pomus Wednesday at the Lone Star Roadhouse, and Doc is ailing. He's very sick, and it could be your last chance to pay tribute to him before you have to do it after he's dead, and who cares then?
You don't have to say Doc is dead.
Yeah. Larry Dale and Roscoe Gordon at the Triplex Theater, 199 Chamber Street, 8 o'clock tonight.
So there's going to be, like, Ghost in one theater and Godfather 3 in the other theater and Roscoe Gordon playing in the middle?
I don't know. I've never been there.
A Triplex?
And you go to Todd went to some gospel shows there. I've never been to that place. But they do have good shows there. I just don't go. Because by the time I get back from the show, it's too late.
Yeah, no.
We're hard working here.
I guess some music when you can listen to Quine talk about it over dinner.
Yes. Anyway, well, we're counting down the vibe time.
I swear.
We got some more records to play about Daryl Rhodes and the Falcons.
that guy with the sax would give up.
Bye-bye, talk about the things that we could do. Bye-bye, talk about what happened in the days of old. Come on, baby, don't be so low. Hey, baby,
baby,
you're my heart's desire. Hey, baby,
baby,
you're my heart's desire. Every time I see you pretty,
this way. Bye-bye,
you are letting me say what I have to say.
Bye-bye,
I told you once that
bye-bye,
I loved you so.
Bye-bye,
and baby, I'll never, never let you go. Hey, baby,
baby,
I love you so.
I love you so.
Hey, baby,
baby,
I love you so.
I love you so.
That's why I'll never,
that's why
I'll never, never let you go.
This motherfucker's got rhythm.
Got a brand new baby called a Wiggy Ruby. She's my brand new baby and she's mad at me. She won't say a word, it'll save her soul. Her name is Ruby, lays a rock and roll. Wiggy Ruby. She's got red hair and eyes of blue. I asked her, Ruby, baby, take a walk with me. She said, okay, now, ooh-wee, Wiggy Ruby. Oh, 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 Wiggy Ruby. Oh, 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 Wiggy Ruby. Ruby, why can't you be loved? Okay with me. Stay away, Ruby, stay away.
normal man. Normal until 5 days ago, when he was stricken with a disease that affects one of every 18,000 Americans.
Honey, when do you want to have the Nelsons over for a barbecue?
Sunday! Jay Cook has Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease. See Big Beefy Bob Kebab slap his meat to the grill with a hot dual charcoal startup. Drill his Big Bun Daddy matches wits with Flaming Frank and a smoky mesquite hibachi burnout. There is no cure, no hope for this tragic condition which can strike anywhere.
Let's go to the drive-in tonight, dear. Should we take the Buick?
Let's take the super colossal 4x4 car-crushing Bigfoot.
Huh?
Send your dollars to the Foundation for Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease. Hollywood, California.
Honey, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Action! Please help.
Here I sit behind a port wine glass. New car sat and not a drop of gas. Nothing down in 3 years to pay. Sounded like a pretty good deal the other day.
I got a new car.
Since I wrote on that dotted line, I haven't been able to sufficiently dine. Toothpicks and soup ain't much of a meal, and $144 a month ain't much of a deal.
I got a new car.
I've had my car a little over a week, and already it's beginning to rattle and squeak. And what little money I runs across goes in my gas tank and out my exhaust.
I got a new car.
It's a shame to let the man come and take it back. My old lady tried to tell me not to get a Cadillac. Next time I buy a car, I'm going to get one that I can afford. And when I say afford, I mean afford.
This is a hit!
Well, I guess it's vibe report time.
Well, it is now. Am I on?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yo.
Hey, yo, yo. What's going on there?
We're just finishing up some practice over here.
What are you practicing? Really? I thought you knew how to do all that stuff.
Well, we had to run down a version of Happy Birthday.
Where are you?
At the top of the world, man.
Oh, you're home?
Yeah.
Windows on the Village?
Yeah.
Well, what's the vibe?
Today's vibe is a strange gearhead vibe. I'm kind of in a gearhead vibe.
Talk to me, baby.
I had to go over to the store and pick up my custom Joe Glazer B-Bender equipped Robin with the DiMarzio parts Strat neck and Spurs L heads.
That's the guitar when I
love this man.
That's the guitar that when it was at my house, I used to refer to it as the blocking sled.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's got a big hunk of neck on it. That's true. But it was lacking in one point of structural integrity.
To wit, the roach holder?
Well, no, I already had the roach holder on there. It was
the bottle opener.
No, I needed the bottle openers on the strap.
Uh-huh.
But I needed the jack plate replaced. Because I'm always giving Bruce so much baloney about, you know, having his, jack plate on the tellies.
Eric, I just can't do it to the silver one. The rest of them are cool, though, now.
Oh, that's good. Structural integrity.
Yeah, no, I mean, I rip as many jacks out of the guitar as the next guy. Probably more than the next guy.
I'm glad we cleared this up.
Well, yeah. with that Marshall, you got to have the jack happening because if you start, you know, sending those squeaks in there, you know, it can be devastating.
This is the best vibe report ever, folks.
The what?
This is the best vibe report ever, we've decided.
Yeah. You're making my day, Sco.
Oh, great.
Did you check out the 330?
I haven't seen it yet. Is it done?
It was over at the store. Yeah, it's done. I was trying to get him to set it up. It's playing a little slack.
Uh-huh.
It will turn anybody into Sterling Morrison.
Cool.
Plug it in and turn it on.
Cool.
It comes equipped with a BA in English.
With a BA in English and a striped T-shirt.
Teaching degree.
Yo, Hound, what's up?
What's up there, Warner?
Happy, man. Having a few beers.
All right.
You? Beer? No. You're pulling my leg. I don't believe it.
It's a wild thing we got going on.
So is Warner finished smoking all the cigarettes those people bought him at the show the other week?
He's not smoking cigarettes. He quit.
Really?
Yeah.
Twice already today.
Yeah. He's fitting to start. Fit to start. Anyway, yep. Let's see. Well, that's pretty much the vibe. I'm just, you know, overcome by the gear thing. Now mm-hmm. I'm going to go do some cocktails soon. And then go to this party that should have some strange and brightly colored dressed people, and followed by a big Blue Jays. They're going to a great place.
Yeah, they are. It's true. I mean, if you're going to move to Oblivion, that's definitely the best spot.
Yeah.
Jackson, Wyoming.
You're not supposed to say it.
Where they're moving?
No, that's what, people in Wyoming say. It's beautiful here. You know, don't tell anybody. I know, it's kind of...
Okay. Yeah, Montana, too.
They got a system.
Well-kept secrets.
You got to have a system.
You got to come tomorrow, Scott. It'll be fun.
I'm down.
Cool.
I'm down. I mean, what? Am I kidding or what? I'm down.
You are invited.
Cool. Oh, I got the invitation. Clellan came running out at the Odessa.
Mm-hmm.
This was just after I had one of the most traumatic things happen to me this week when I was walking down the street trying to avoid stupid people standing in my way, and this guy spit on my shirt.
What?
Well,
on purpose?
No, he was bending over to, like, spit on the tree, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was just moving so quickly that I couldn't turn or anything, you know? And I sort of walked into it. And I swore at him and stuff, but I said, excuse me, before I said the words, like, bleep you, you know, you bleep deep, you know, blah, blah, blah. I did, like, you know, say, pardon me, but, you know, so it was kind of good.
Whoa. I detest being spat on.
Yeah, I just told him that, you know, it would just be another thing I could make points with my parole officer about, you know, like, look, there's another guy I didn't kill today.
Yeah.
So let me see. Where are we going here?
Cool.
Are you guys ready to hear some really sick stuff?
Here, we got to get this happy birthday thing going again.
You know what I love about the invite is the one thing you can paste on him that has the NYU book and the new wave button on it.
That was cute.
Uh-huh.
I hear something happening. I think they let Warner near a guitar.
Oh, no. As long as they don't let him near a microphone.
Can you Can you hear that?
Yes. Yeah, you're playing the live version of Sweet Jane at 16 speed?
Swamp Dog has the thing, so when he wants to play tapes, he just hits a button and it goes direct. Here it is. Say to you.
How to eat?
Happy birthday. Sing along.
Whose birthday is it? Oh, right, it's Ken's birthday. Is it Crowan's birthday also? No.
Might as well be, you know, if you're moving to Jackson, that's pretty close to having your birthday all the time.
Yeah, with the asteroid.
Dear everybody. And buy a round of drinks for the Hound Show, folks, when you see him this evening. Love your latest, folks. I gotta go.
Right back at you. Big amps.
Big amps, brother.
Fingers in steel. Oh, our vibe reporter, Roscoe, on the birthday case. On the gearhead case.
Happy
on the
birthday.
Road case, let's face it. Anyway, let's go through what we heard in that last set before we were so...
Interrupted by technology. Tommy Lamonte with Yeah. Big Boy Groves, I Got a New Car. Danny Zella, Wicked Ruby. The Five Campbells, Hey Baby. And Daryl and the Falcons, 4 O'Clock Baby. So it's about time for the bomb set. And, you know, while I was here, I was doing a midnight fill-in last week, and I managed to finish the...
Hound After Dark. It was a good job.
Very thick Bill Wyman book on the Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting. Kind of depends on what your tolerance for America's five favorite hairdressers is these days. A lot of stupid information. But, you know, I pulled this record out, and I love it.
This is the one you
bought it when I was about 9. Same copy.
teenager, the prime purpose for this recording is to show you your need of Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you've never let Christ come into your heart and cleanse you from your sin, that means that you're in rebellion against God, and your desire for rock music just symbolizes that rebellion. Right now, and right there where you are, confess that you're a sinner and that you can't save yourself, and then ask a holy and righteous God to forgive you of your sin through the shed blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
We're gonna rip up the chairs and tear down the walls, smash up the band and really have a ball with me. whichever way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
About rock music, and then we'll pull the whole thing in together. The one big thing about rock music that we have not mentioned is that it's loud. It's loud. No question about it. The kids say, if it ain't loud, it ain't no good, and they're right.
Yeah.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, WFMU.
Jawohl.
East Orange, that's our bomb set. In case you didn't figure it out or tune out.
Yeah, I picked that up.
The Stooges, I Got It Right. Once again, reissued by Greg Pashaw.
Yeah, with an even more ugly packaging concept than last time.
Yeah, I really hate seeing these Stooges reissues with pictures of later Iggy pictures. I didn't even need Iggy's picture on. He was the worst part of the group.
You need Ron Ashton in a Nazi uniform.
Yeah.
He was the best part of the group. Or just James Williamson's hands.
Counting backwards, we're the Flaming Groovies in the USA. Earl Vincent the Valiant, someone's going to get their head kicked in tonight.
It's a safe guess.
Them, before Van Morrison's brain cells were killed off by the booze with Mystic Eyes. And we opened up with the Rolling Stones, Who's Driving Your Plane. Anyway.
Whoever it is, they're drunk.
Hound Media Star of the Year, Daniel Rakowitz. He really has lived up to it. I'm really glad he got it.
Yeah, you know, you can always trust your own.
And if Daniel himself hasn't been bamboozling them in the courts, his pals certainly have. Accused killer Daniel Rakowitz interrupted his gruesome trial yesterday by babbling bitterly to himself while his lawyer was summing up to the jury that he was a crazy man. Rakowitz's mumbling prompted State Supreme Court Justice Robert Half to silence him with a long shh. That's a long shh. Rakowitz then apologized. He's charged with butchering Monica Beer, a promising young dancer in her apartment, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, at one point in the trial, a female supporter of Rakowitz spotted...
What do you bet it's somebody we know?
Yes, I hope it is. She ripped a page from Newsday reporter Emily Satcher's notebook and accused her of flashing her notes to the jury. As the woman crumpled up the paper and swallowed it, nervous laughter broke out among the reporters and other spectators in the courtroom. Rakowitz swung around and said, "You're making fun of homeless people. I'm against that." Prosecutor Morris Mathis told the jury, "The evidence shows beyond a reasonable doubt that Rakowitz murdered Monica Beer and mutilated her beyond recognition, beyond recommendation." It was a simple case. He killed her because he was upset. Well,
I think this trial is just being kept alive because of the
because
media
of us, I know.
Producers, I mean,
and with the war on, we're the only ones covering it.
No, we're not. Actually,
he's there for our entertainment value. I hope.
It's funny how Monica is either a promising young dancer or a depraved stripper, depending on who's writing the article.
Depending on what paper you see it in. Yeah.
Yeah, she's sort of many things to many people: meal, snack. Stripper.
Sex object.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well.
Food object.
Anyway, what else is in the... What else is in the... Our news...
Brian's got a little black mark in his checkbox for...
He deserves to take a week off whenever he wants it.
True.
He's got some pals over from Europe, and he's trying to show them how much fun they can have by following his example, I think.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I call him this
morning. They're all out looking for the knob.
Kicks.
I call him this morning. I said, "Is Brian there?" I think he's here, but he's asleep. So, no news.
Wake him the intercourse up.
Wow.
He should be up by now. Good morning, Brian.
That's probably
touch
him
your
on
toes.
The phone.
Still looking for that knob.
How about that CBS News crew that disappeared?
They found him?
They found him.
Yeah, they found him.
In the Bermuda Triangle?
No, in Iraq. But they're not too glad they went after the story.
Yeah, bunch of news hounds.
All right, what do we
looking
got?
Looking for a tree.
We got something we get requests for quite often, actually. Our speech.
To do an all non-conversation show.
Our speech impediment set.
Oh.
So I'm going to do the legal ID right now, and then we're going to go into it.
Wait a second. Who specifically requested a speech impediment
yeah.
set?
Those people on the other end of the brown phone.
Oh.
Maybe Daniel Rakowitz was one of them.
No, probably probably that guy who works at the House of Oldies on Bleecker Street. You ever been in that place?
No.
This guy, he's got like a big fat guy with horrible burn scars all over him and a really bad stutter.
But a wonderful guy, I'm sure.
Well, he's definitely a natural for rock stardom,
mm-hmm.
I think. Some manager should put him on the road. Anyway, let's kick it off with Chuck Higgins and the Blacksmith Blues.
Wait.
No, stop! Chuck! Hold it!
The legal
yes,
ID.
Yes, Bruce. WFMU, East Orange.
Now we're legal.
night I heard my voice talking in my bedroom. And I wondered who in the world could it be. Then I heard my baby said, "It's all right, Daddy. It ain't nobody in this house but you and me." Well, I peep through my keyhole. But I just can't tell you what I saw. Well, I beep through my keyhole. But I just can't tell nobody what I saw. Well, you know my baby, she was talking to somebody. And it looked at the just like the devil, son-in-law. I said, "Oh, people, that was a terrible thing to see." I said, "Oh, people, that was a terrible doggone thing to see. Poor me pain ran on this house. And everybody having a good time here but me. I thought my baby she was moving. My things was scattered all over the floor. Well, I thought my baby she was moving. You know the thing was scattered all over my floor. Yeah, my baby bed was broken down. And my brand new ceiling mattress was laying on the floor.
I wish I hadn't said that.
Walked up and said, "Hi, sweetie pie." But all I could say was, "Nee, nee, 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 nah."
I want to say, oh, wait, you know, you walk up, you know, but I
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
I want to get you too. I want you to listen close to me. I ain't never seen a woman drink so much whiskey in all my life. Every time you come home, you smell like a bell. Now listen. You go to bed at night, you lay down and breathe in my bed. That make me almost drunk than you. But listen here, that stuff got to stop. Ain't gonna be no more of this. You don't know who you fool with. And I'ma tell you right now, too. And I want you to understand me. All we're talking about, I can't talk at all. You don't know who this is. Listen here. You can always tell when your woman got another man. You really can't tell, boy. You can't tell. You can always tell, Al. I had the fit to know that. When your woman die another man. Well, she won't look straight at you. And she always red and sad. That what they do. Play, boy, play. You can always do this. Now you don't want me, baby. You don't have to fool with me. But I sure can get another girl. Long as I got my money. Yeah, I have my money. I always keep high 35, 40, and 50 cents in my pocket. Did the last time I'ma tell you. Woman, did the last time I want to tell you. Woman, did the last time I'm gonna tell you. And did the last time I ever will. The way you've been fooling around with me, you gonna get somebody killed. You sure is.
Back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound, and there it is. A little speech impediment rock and roll. Champion Jack Dupree, Tongue Tied Blues. Thank you. Wanda Jackson, Tongue Tied. Walter Robinson, Sputterin' Blues. Charlie Feathers, Tongue Tied.
Chord Tied, Echo Tied.
Chuck Higgins, Blacksmith Blues. Mop.
It's a possibility.
This is down, WFMU, East Orange, don't you know? And what's going on? Well, Anton just called to inform us that Cabin in the Sky is playing at the Film Forum tonight. If you've never seen it, it's definitely worth checking out.
That's a good picture.
He said last week he got to sit behind Spike Lee for the showing of St. Louis Blues and catch all of...
Lucky him.
What was that?
How
like?
Clever was Speak Hay?
He said he was actually fairly funny.
Yeah, he seems like a pretty funny guy.
But maybe for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in the news...
Yo, baby.
His new commercial was pretty funny. I saw it the other night. His new Nike commercial.
Yeah. I didn't see it. You're the one who's always bitching about the commercials and jumping for the mute button.
Yeah, but you don't understand the fine points of it.
It's true.
So I'll have to explain to you at some time, but...
Anyway, back to the news.
I just watch MTV. I can't tell the difference.
Rap singer Flavor Flav, or is that Flavor Flav?
It's Flavor Flav Hound.
Flavor Flav Hound? Hey, he stole that from me.
Yo, by any means necessary.
A member of a controversial rap group Public Enemy was arrested on Long Island last week after punching out his live-in girlfriend, Karen Ross. Police said the couple were arguing in the home they share on Madison Avenue in Roosevelt, Long Island. When the singer ordered Ross to leave the house, she left, but then he followed her out to the Hempstead Turnpike where he began punching her in the face.
Leaving was not enough.
Yeah. He was blah, 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 blah.
They were both on motorcycles or something?
I don't know.
She just felt like taking a walk on the Hempstead Turnpike?
It doesn't really say if she was driving or he just chased her out there. I don't know.
You know how it gets, Bruce. You're having those kind of, those domestic squabbles.
But I gotta say, belting a woman is about the lamest thing you can do on planet Earth.
No kidding. I never have, and I never will.
But how about the end of that?
Next to naming yourself Flavor Flav.
But at the end of that, it says that he was brought in at the same time as his father.
Oh, right, right. Ironically,
to be arraigned.
Both the singer and his dad, William Drayton. And what's wrong with the name like Drayton? I don't like that. I'm going to change my last name to Flav. Was arraigned with the same day for, what did his old man do?
Beating the same girl?
With charge of possession and sale of a controlled substance in an unrelated incident.
What a coinkydink.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Well,
I'll figure.
Does that mean if you have a controlled substance in a related incident, it's legal? I don't know. The wording of this confuses the hell out of me. But yeah. Also, the Museum of the Moving Image, which is out in
Astoria,
Queens, they have they've been showing a lot of black movies, a lot of crummy ones like.
There are.
I forgot what it is this
ones.
Week. And there's a lot of good ones too. They're showing
Shaft, which I hate.
Shaft and Superfly. They're showing tonight. Those are two very overrated movies.
That's but Superfly's next, good,
well, I've seen better.
It does.
I've seen every black exploitation movie ever made. Yeah, but
that's true.
You notice that song isn't in the movie.
What? Freddy's Dead.
Well, the lyrics or none of that stuff is in the movie. It was added later because he didn't want he knew the producers wouldn't like it. Mm-hmm. But good tip is like next Sunday is. Mandingo and Coffee, She'll Cream You with Pam Grier. Ken Norton as Mandingo.
Well, my abortive film school education comes up as I point out that Richard Fleischer directed Mandingo, the same genius that gave us The Narrow Margin and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and a lot of other submarine movies.
And yeah, Ken Norton, what an actor.
No kidding.
Speaking of boxing, wasn't it nice to see Sugar Ray Leonard get his face
get
hammered?
Creamed.
In? Yeah. I'll never forgive him for beating Marvin Hagler, my hero.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he is the sting of prize fighting.
I believe it is time for Hillbilly Hangover, which is
at last.
Our theme today is Straight Out of the Hills with a Heart On with the Allen Brothers.
Down the street with low down blues. Shine boy said, "Look here, nigga, let me shine up them shoes." I said, "Oh, buddy, not now. No, not now. But maybe next week sometime." Now I went to see my gal in a Birmingham town. She says, "Daddy, let's raise the windows and put the shades all down." I said, "Ha, mama, not now. No, not now. You're just as crazy as you can be. But maybe next week sometime." Went to the graveyard feeling so bold. Went to the graveyard just to dig me up some gold. That old ghost come up and said, "Look here, John, I'm gonna have you dig up that gold." I said, "Ha, buddy, not now." No, not now. But maybe next week sometime. Me and that old ghost, we was running breast for breast. That old ghost said, "Look here, nigga, let's stop and take a rest." I said, "Ha, buddy, not now, I'm not tired. No, I'm not stopping for nothing, not now. Not now. But maybe next week sometime." Me and my buddy went downtown just to throw a little spree. He got to feeling good, and he looked over, and he says to me, what do you think? Don't you think it's time to buy another little drink? I said, ha-ha, buddy, not now. No, not now. You're drunk. But maybe next week sometime. You know, I was sitting in the parlor to my gal the other night. She threw her arms around my neck, said, Daddy, let's turn out the light. I said, ha-ha, Mama, not now. Your husband liable to come home. I'm scared. No, not now. But maybe next week sometime.
Gay, mighty fine, mighty fine. Hey, hey, and howdy to everybody out there in radio land. This here's Lester Moran, old road hog, and his Cadillac Cowboys. Mighty neighborly of you to let us in your living rooms for the next 15 minutes of good old country music. We're coming at you this morning through the courtesy of Burford's Barbershop. You can always get clipped at Burford's. That's B-U-R-F-O-R-D. Everybody gets trimmed at Burford's. Okay, boys, right now we're going to start things off here this morning with old Wichita, getting him up here at the mic playing Take Off Guitar. You got that thing tuned this morning, boy?
Yeah.
What you going to do for us?
Honky-tonk girl.
Honky-tonk girl. There's a good one.
I went to see my sweetheart. Her daddy met me at the door. Said, my boy, we gonna have a wedding here like we never had before. She was my daughter and you done her wrong. Looking down the muzzle of a shotgun, shaking like a dog eating peach seed. Her daddy had his finger on the trigger and I was knocking at the knee. It was his daughter, I done her wrong. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. That gun go off. He said he was trying it out. I said, let's have this wedding here before the groom passes out. She was your daughter, I done her wrong. To yodelay, 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 yodelay. Her mother was running and prancing, 44 in each hand. Said, let's cancel this year's wedding and send him to the promised land. She was my daughter and he done her wrong. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Wasn't married by a preacher that didn't even call his name. But that was one great, great wedding and a marriage just the same. She was his daughter and I done her wrong. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. We didn't even have a honeymoon. Never did have no fun. Every time I'd turn over at night, they'd come running with that gun. She was his daughter, I couldn't do her wrong. Yodelay, yodelay, holy, yodelay, 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 yodelay.
Mighty fine, that's mighty fine. Didn't know if he's going to get through at me or not. Because we's up late last night picking and a-grinning for some of our good friends over in Hogan County at Moose Lodge number 13.
but you can hear him sing that song each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. That's the same dance that used to be held in the volunteer fire hall before it burnt down. By the way, don't forget to go by and see Burford and tell him old Road Hog sent you. Everybody that's ever been there's had a close shave. All right, then. Now let's call on two fine fellers up here at the mic. One of them's better looking than the other, and I ain't gonna say which one. I won't get no fight started here this morning. Old Road Hog's just funny now. Of course, I'm talking about Red and Wesley, the two young country singers. Boys, what pretty duet you got picked out for us this morning?
Why, baby, why?
Why, baby, why? It's a good one.
Sometimes I ramble, I get drunk and gamble. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Some of these mornings gonna wake up crazy, kill my wife and slay my baby. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Morphine's gonna run me crazy, cocaine's gonna kill my baby, cigarettes gonna cause me to lose my mind. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She drives a Cadillac and that's where she makes her jack. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She runs a weenie stand way out in no man's land. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. My money goes buying my baby clothes. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Drives a Ford machine and I buy her gasoline. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
Hey, hey, thank you very much. There's two old boys, it's favorites wherever they go. We'll remind you again to go by and see Burford at Burford's Barber Shop. Go by and get your ears lowered and get some of that special tonic he keeps in the back room. Oh, Burford. Okay, Burford. Moving on now, I want to thank you for them cards and letters we've been getting in here. And I guess it's time for yours truly, old Road Hog, to do one for you this morning. Want to send this one out this morning to Lulu and Benny, Karen and Fred, who we had a great time with last Saturday night over at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. And we'll be there each and every Saturday night. Want to send this one out this morning to Leo and Elsie, who are celebrating their 91st wedding anniversary. I'm sorry. That's her 16th wedding anniversary. Old Road Hog had the card turned upside down. Don't bother old Road Hog none. I'd like to send this out this morning to all my friends that requested it. I'm going to do a little number by Johnny Cash. I was a friend of old Johnny's. I was in the Navy with him. Here's one of my most requested songs. Goes something like this.
When I was young and just 16, I met a gal in New Orleans. She was young and pretty too. She said she had a ring-dang-do. She took me down into her cellar. She said I was a right nice feller. She fed me wine and whiskey too. She let me play with the ring-dang-do. She took me up into her bed. She placed a pillow beneath my head. Then I pulled out my cock-a-doodle and I placed it in her ring-dang-do. Look what you've done, her mother said. You went and lost your maidenhead. So pack your grip and your suitcase too, and go to hell with your ring-dang-do. So she packed her grip and became a whore. She hung a sign up o'er her door. Come all of you, come one or two, and take a crack at my ring-dang-do. Oh, they came by twos, and they came by fours, and pretty soon they came by scores. And she was glad when they were through, 'cause the darn near wrecked her ring-dang-do. From Arkansas come a son of a bitch. He had the clap and the 7-year itch. He had the sift and the blue balls too, and he left them all in a ring-dang-do.
Mighty fine, thank you very much. I always enjoy doing that for all you folks out there. Well, it's sacred time on the show. I'd like to send this one out this morning to all our sick and shut-in friends. This is the time of the show when the boys take off their hats and gather around the microphone for an old-time hymn. One this morning called Angel Band. Goes something like this.
Thank you. to the tree. Just my gal and me, sitting in that cheesy breeze.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, well, that's our hillbilly hangover for today. This is The Hound, and this is WFMU. That was Milton Brown and his Brownies with Cheesy Bree. We heard Glenn Oren and the Ring Dang Doo. Riley Puckett, Nobody's Bidding It. Governor Jimmy Davis of Louisiana, Shotgun Wedding. Open up with the Allen Brothers, maybe next week sometime. And Brian felt so guilty about missing out on the news, or... He promised us if we dialed this number, we would get news.
Get something of value?
Yeah, now how do we do this? We can do
it. Did he describe precisely what this number was about?
He said there's a news story on it. Air.
Does it cost money?
I don't know.
It's not going to cost us money, is it?
Yeah. It's not. Okay. Air.
Atomic line. Batteries. Turbines.
How do we get something on the air like this?
Oh, Dave. I'd like to invite my twin brother, Dave.
Wait.
It's like bowling for dollars. The body number. $168 in the bowling for dollars jackpot. Money movie.
It's ringing.
It's still ringing.
Pick up.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah. Well, we were told there was a news story on this end. You're on the air anyway.
Do you have any news for us?
we better hang up. Brian's funning with us now.
Thanks, Brian.
That's okay. We got his car.
We have his knob.
Anyway, I think it is time...
Holding it hostage.
I think it is time for a triple radio psych gag. Can we get both Laureus and Dave Newgarden in here for a clothing update to end them all? Well, we have it's time for the Laureus clothing update, but there's an even weirder thing going on here.
From the bottom up, Laurie today is sporting engineer boots, leather pants, excellent bejeweled double belt combination,
kind of a
black, what would you describe that material as being?
Stretch velvet.
A black stretch velvet, excellent, tank top, and a sort of
the 90s.
A yellow wristband a la Frank San Pedro.
For the troops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, now what is going on?
The black simulates the oil spill, okay?
Ah, I see. Well, that's beautiful.
But what
the hell is going on with Il Bruch and Dave Newgarden?
I haven't quite figured this out. As we said at the top of the set, I thought it was Halloween and I arrived dressed as Dave.
No, you know what this reminds me of? Remember that I Love Lucy episode where they both wear the same gown and they sing Friendship and then they rip each other's clothes off on stage?
Yeah, here, let's
I think we need to have that radio psych gag right now.
Laurie, would you like to do the honors?
With the video upload.
This,
would you like to do the honors on these guys?
Okay. We have the Retardo twins here, El Bruce and music director, program director David Newgarden, who are both dressed identically from head to toe. They are both wearing high top blue Converse sneakers.
Chuck Taylor Converse.
They're both wearing ripped jeans, and obviously and they're both faded.
Faded to the identical pitch.
The identical tone, and they both have identical rips.
Over
on
the thigh.
Thigh area.
On the thigh area, except...
Which explains what we like.
Except El Brute's rip is on the left side, and Dave's is on the right side.
One's a pitcher.
So,
one's a pitcher and one's a catcher.
They're both wearing long sleeved, what would you call these?
Underwear t-shirts.
Thermal long sleeve t-shirts, and they are both wearing the camouflage, well, not camouflage, the camouflage
your
green
olive
color.
Drab green.
Army jackets, exactly the same. Yeah. And they both have dark brown hair.
And they planned it this morning.
Wait, what are your birth signs? Daisy Sagittarius.
For the details,
Bruce is a Pisces.
I'm a Pisces, yeah. for the detail.
And I thought you were a Pisces. Didn't I say that you were a Pisces?
He just dresses like one.
He just dresses like one, precisely. For the detail conscious among you, let me point out that I go for Duofold and Dave goes for the Gap, and I am sporting the Bruce Take Out the Trash haircut, and Dave is sporting the...
outpatient.
Yeah, exactly.
At,
the state of New York cuts
Did
my hair.
Did you plan this?
No, we didn't. It's really strange.
It.
No, they didn't.
We've done this before, actually. We've never quite matched the hue of plaid. Ordinarily, we do both dress like angry militant lesbians, Dave and I.
If you keep listening, maybe later on they'll do a version of Friendship and rip each other's clothes off.
We
hope so.
Ethel. Hoping.
Thank you, Laurie. Yes.
Thank you, Laurie.
Anyways, getting back to more music.
What's she drinking? It looked like hair tonic.
It was hair tonic, right? It's known as a kitty cocktail.
Oh. Ginseng Express.
Wow.
Ooh.
Good for your karma, man.
And your sex drive. Okay, we got one queued up on the King label by Ronnie Moline.
Well, you see, you're gonna leave me. I don't care if you go. Well, you see, you're gonna leave me. I don't care if you go. Well, you big fat mama. And you don't move me no more. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama, ooh, a big fat mama. Well, you big fat mama, well, you big fat mama. And you don't move me no more. Well, I told you I love you. Move me no more. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Ooh, big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Are you to move me no more? Well, a guitar, yeah. Moving no more. Well, a big and then a bleeding. You can come back to me. Well, a big and then a bleeding. You can come back to me. Well, I don't care, baby. I won't wanna be free. Well, a big fat mama. Woo, big fat mama. Yeah, big fat mama.
This is a hit!
Now come on, baby, to the Rocky Store. Come on, the with the me and do the Rocky Store. We're raunchy and we'll stomp our baby all night long. My baby, don't you know it's my favorite song? Yeah, all night long. Baby, all night to you. My baby, tonight I'm gonna draw my feet. We hit a juke of joint and throw it all away. I'm all dressed up with the blue jeans on. And we're gonna do that raunchy stomp. The moon with the beat and do the raunchy stomp. Well, won't you have a stomp for baby all night long? Baby, don't you know it's my favorite song? Yeah, all night long. Do 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 do.
Even down to Baker, they're all trying to keep up with the Undertaker. Chauffeur running around with their stenographer girl. Drummer in the band, beat it way through the world. The preachers in the pulpit jump straight up and down. Sisters in the corner crying, I'm Alabama bound. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. I swear I love you, baby, more than I did before. Preacher, that's a gambling man. They're all trying to make it on easy plan. The lawyer, doctor, even down the baker. They're all trying to keep up with the undertaker. Chauffeur running around with them stenographer girl. Drummer in the band beating their way through the world. The preachers in the pulpit jump straight up and down. Sisters in the corner crying, I'm Alabama bound. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. I swear I love you, baby, more than I did before.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Well, I'm all mixed up, don't know what to do. 'Cause I got a little girl that says she will be true. But I know darn well that she cheated before. And I know darn well that she cheated some more. I love her so, and I'm shook, shake like a big mixed cake. Well, I asked my buddy to help set me free. He said, if you don't want it, you can give her to me. Well, it's not that easy, if I really would, I'd give her away, boy. If I could push, I cook my goose. If I don't get loose, and I'm shook, shake like a big mixed cake. When my mama and my daddy gave me this advice, they said, son, be careful of the girls you meet. They may be so cute, seem so sweet, but they'll make you blue. When they cheat on you, you be sure, shake like a big mixed cake. And I guess I'm gonna learn this story quick. Well, it soon knows just where the heck I stand. If it's in deep water or on dry land, my mind's amazed and I'm in a daze. And I'm shook, shake like a big mixed cake. Shook, shake like a big mixed cake.
frenzy of music and action.
In the jungle pot, now turn it a loo. Turn it a loo. Turn it a loo. It will make you hot. In that neighborhood, turn it a loo. Turn it a loo. Turn it a loo. It will make you holler loud. Jungle juice and gas don't mix. I've been out there, gonna tell you a trick. Park your car and rent yourself a mule. He won't get drunk and he ain't no fool. Now turn it a loo. Turn it a loo. Turn it a loo. It will make you holler loud.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound. That was Stick McGee and his orchestra, Jungle Juice. We saw a documentary on that, right?
What, on Stick McGee's buddies?
No, on Jews that live in the jungles in Ethiopia. Remember that? It was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Like this super ancient Jewish rituals like, that never touched a civilized man. Mm-hmm. Really great. Counting backwards, Ken Cook, Shook Shake, Rufus Thomas, The Easy Living Plan, Webb Pierce, Man Thinking Overtime, wrote words to Raunchy and
yeah,
called it New Raunchy.
That was Duke Ellington.
And we have the Ronnie Moline in Fat Mama. And we have a late-breaking news story,
yeah,
I believe.
This just handed me by my evil twin brother. Long Island Railroad suggested yesterday that female passengers wear their overcoats while at Pennsylvania Station to warn off attacks by the mysterious assailant or assailants, ooh, there's a concept, who have been jabbing women in the buttocks or back over the last 2 months.
Known as Dartman 2.
Yeah,
bulletproof,
nothing.
Bulletproof, please.
Yeah, take the tip from the U.S. Army, buy Kevlar, and wear it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you go.
Well, let's just wail right back in and wait and get a few more out of the way before Laurie S. comes up at 6.
And we go to dinner. Ha-ha.
And, right, what's the food scene? I guess the focaccia is the word?
Yeah, okay.
We told the Quines the focaccia so we can, like, send them there and go someplace good.
And that's a possibility.
No. Well, I think squid's the word. All right. Ricky Jones. Hate to say goodbye.
Ricky Jones.
I hate to say goodbye to my love.
man was a bread stasher all his life. He never got fat. He wound up with a used car, a 17-inch screen, and arthritis. Tamari is a drag, man. Tamari is a king-size bust.
Lord help you, there's a great new power. Born to use for the good of all mankind. Some people want to use, destroy everything. Well, God didn't mean it like that. He wants to use for the good of all mankind.
On the atomic telephone, all of them, no man knows his power. Oh, only God alone, all of them, it can cure the sick or destroy the evil. With one sweep of power, known by God alone.
Oh, God is not too busy to know the sins of man. You may hear from heaven, you may feel his hand. If you are in trouble and afraid of all mankind, hey,
pick up the atomic telephone and get him on the line.
Hey,
I've got to talk to Jesus on the atomic telephone. All of them, no man knows his power. Oh, only God alone. Oh, all of them, it can cure the sick or destroy the evil. With one sweep of power, known by God alone.
Oh, for this call to heaven, there will be no choice. Just like old man Noah, who prayed from an eye, you can ask your God just what to do. He'll lead you from the wilderness and out of the dark.
Hey, I got to talk to Jesus on the atomic telephone.
Hey,
well, then no man knows his power.
Oh,
only God alone.
Oh, well, then
it can cure the sick or destroy the evil. With one sweep of power, known by God alone.
Yeah,
I have talked to Jesus on the atomic telephone.
Oh, then
no man knows his power.
Oh,
only God alone.
All of the
it can cure the sick or destroy the evil. With one sweep of power, known by God alone.
They cry, put down pot, don't think a lot. For what? Time, how much, and what to do with it? Sleep, man, and you might wake up digging the whole human race, giving itself 3 days to get out. Tomorrow is a drag, pops. The future is a flake.
ain't short. From one side of Earth to the other is a mighty long walk. Come back a big birthday. Come back a big birthday. Come back a big birthday. Come back a big birthday.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, that just about wraps it up. That was Rex and Herb. Come back, Big Bertha.
Rex and Herb.
Spirit of Memphis Quartet, the Atomic Telephone.
I'm waiting for the Atomic Video Phone.
Ricky Jones, Hate to Say Goodbye. But we have to. Glorious, just hate next. It. This is WFMU East Orange. I'd like to thank Miss Sally.
Hey, bye.
Il Bruch.
Yeah, what?
The cute
thank
one.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And, we'll be back next week, Lord the Crick. Let's
you know.
Get out of here.
WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange.